way into the bed next to me. I yielded. I had to. I rubbed my face in its softness, breathed in the smell, and tangled my fingers in the loose weave, on and on. So it continued. When I woke in a sweat, there it was, wrapped around me. No matter where I put it, hid it, stuffed it, it always found me. It came creeping back in the dark, out of the blackness. I could see it crawling toward me, inching up, rising on the bed, unfolding on my chest. And I would say no to all of it, to the blanket, to my fingers caressing the material, to my thumb that went in my mouth. I'd strip it off my pajamas, the room so dry in the morning heat that the air would fill with a shower of crackling, static electrical sparks. I'd shove it in a drawer, exhausted, panting, disgusted with myself, swearing that next time I'd be able to resist. I hadn't been told I was losing my job, but the firm yanked my hockey tickets, the tickets my father had had and my grandfather before him since 1946. They gave my tickets to Wyman. Wyman needs them for business, they said. He's on a roll. Brings in business like shit draws flies. And now they were going to find out I was losing toys.